crypto, right? It's like this wild, wild west out there sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially with these projects everybody wants in on.
Right.
Like goblins, for example. So how do we make sure that like we're being smart about it? Well, that's why we're here for this deep dive. We're looking at a guide that the goblins put out themselves.
Okay.
Avoid investment scams. How to protect yourself. Basically, it's like the ultimate treasure map to navigating all things goblins.
I like it.
But we want to avoid those traps.
Yeah.
Right. So first things first, goblins want to make this crystal clear.
Okay.
They will never, ever message you directly asking for money.
Nope.
Or investments.
Never going to happen.
It's just not happening.
And you know what? It's not even just a goblins thing. This is like a golden rule in the crypto world.
Mm-hmm.
You always got to be so wary of any kind of unsolicited investment advice, especially like in your DMs. It's like, come on.
Right.
Legitimate projects. They're not going to be in your DMs asking for your crypto.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about some of those traps, those red flags that scream scam website. And honestly, some of them are so obvious.
Yeah.
I'm curious, have you ever been like on a website and it's riddled with typos and you're like, really?
It's wild to me how often that happens.
You'd think they'd like put a little effort in.
You would think, but honestly, it kind of works in their favor. Yeah, because our brains are kind of wired to skim, especially when we're like excited about some big investment opportunity. And all those little errors, they just slip right under the radar.
It's true. I'm definitely guilty of skimming. Okay, but it's not always just the typos, right? Right. What about those promises of insane returns with absolutely zero risk?
Oh, yeah. The classic too good to be true trap.
Yeah.
That one gets everybody.
Yeah, it's like get rich quick.
It preys on that desire for easy money.
Yeah.
You know, that fear of missing out. And we get so caught up in that dream, we totally forget to check if it even makes sense.
Oh, it's so true. So how do we protect ourselves?
Right.
What does goblins actually recommend when we're like out there navigating this wild world? So their guide actually kind of lays it out like a safety dance for your crypto, which I love. They talk about verifying website URLs, like actually double checking that what you're clicking is legit.
Smart.
Making sure all the contact info lines up with the official channels, you know. It's all about being two steps ahead.
I love that because each step you're taking actually combats those scam tactics that we were just talking about.
Exactly.
Like when you verify that website URL, you're making absolutely sure that you're not on some scammer's like look-alike page.
Yeah.
And when you double check that contact info, you're shutting down the impersonators.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, two-factor authentication, I mean, that's non-negotiable.
It's like having a bodyguard for your digital wallet.
Exactly.
Okay, so speaking of being proactive, is there one thing that you would say, like, people should always, always do before investing in any crypto, even if it seems legit?
Independent research. That is your absolute best friend in this space. Don't just rely on whatever a random website or some social media post is telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to dig a little deeper.
Dig deeper.
Check those reputable crypto news sites.
Mm-hmm.
Go on the forums. Look for those red flags.
Yeah.
And always remember, if something sounds way too good to be true, it probably is.
That's such good advice.
Yeah.
It's such good advice. Honestly, I feel like this whole deep dive into goblins, it really gets you thinking.
Yeah.
Because it applies to more than just crypto, right?
Absolutely.
Like staying safe online, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. So, listeners, here's something to think about, all right? How has this whole conversation changed how you approach online information?
Mm.
Let us know what you think.
I'd love to know.